USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Devastating flooding predicted in New Orleans and elsewhere as Barry's unrelenting rain poses the most peril to the millions in its path this weekend. Governor John Bel Edwards has this advice.
Nobody should take this storm lightly just because it's supposed to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall. The real danger in this storm was never about the wind anyway. It's always been about the rain, and that remains a very significant threat.
Will President Trump's confirmation of immigration raids starting Sunday jeopardize the operation? The president says the raids on illegals have never stopped, and he tells supporters in Wisconsin he blames Congress for not trying to solve the problem.
If they worked 1/100th as hard on immigration, it would be solved in about 15 minutes. Just a waste of time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, and it's really gotten modern, we also launched the Pledge to America's Workers. I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens. Thank you.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their stupid years of trade policy. The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that the Victims' Compensation Fund for the September 11 attacks never runs out of money for first responders. The Senate is expected to vote in a few weeks. A former Arizona sixth grade teacher, 28-year-old Brittany Zamora, was sentenced Friday to 20 years in prison for having sex several times with one of her 13-year-old male students. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
India is looking to take a giant leap in its space program, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to solidify its place among the world's space-faring nations with its second unmanned mission to the moon, this one is aimed at landing a rover near the unexplored south pole of the moon. The Indian Space Research Organization planning to launch the spacecraft using homegrown technology this Monday, and it is scheduled to touch down on the moon on September 6th or 7th. The $141 million mission will analyze minerals, map the moon's surface, and search for water. It will boldly go where no country has ever gone before, according to an ISRO statement. I'm Chris Barnes.
New York auction house Sotheby's has announced a sale of 100 of the world's rarest sneakers, including a handmade 1972 pair, expected to sell for up to $160,000. Noah Wunsch.
The Nike moon shoe, which was hand-created by Bill Bowerman, one of the co-founders of Nike. These are some of the rarest sneakers in the world. You will not be able to find another pair in this pristine condition. The starting bid on that shoe is $80,000, and the low estimate is $110,000.
Only a dozen Nike moon shoes were ever made. A member of the U.S. women's soccer team, Allie Long, had her wedding ring, cash, and a key to New York City stolen from her luxury hotel room in Los Angeles while she and her husband were attending the ESPY Awards this past week. New York's mayor says he'll give her another key to the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.